I'm laying in bed in a hotel room in New York City because my apartment is rented out. I go to Vermont tomorrow, and I came in to record two episodes of a podcast. I took a red eye last night. I did a show for a few people before I left. It's a very different week from last week. I think the title of my episode last week was "Good Things Are Happening." This week, it's just it's a roller coaster. I'll tell you that. I was reflecting on it because I was like, man, I've got the least amount of traction for me personally since I started getting any traction. And I know that because after this, these shows in Vermont, and then I've got some Secret Keeper shows, and I got a show in New Orleans, which might sound like a lot, but the Vermont show is a rebooking, which means I was already there. New Orleans, I did on my own. And then the Secret Keeper shows were like a whole thing in themselves. Me and the person, me and Carly, a mate, we did everything, but it's the people that quote unquote help us book stuff was, I mean, help would be a real, it'd be like if by help someone took your tongue and smushed it on a frozen pole and then made you pay them. Like that would be like if that's your definition of help, I guess you could consider that help, I suppose. That's not what I would consider help. If I were trying to help someone, I would not do it. That wouldn't be the way I would do it. I would do it in a way that was like indicative of my job title. But apples and oranges, not really. It's real. It's frustrating, and it's frustrating, and I'm trying to figure out how to like restructure stuff here because something's really got to change, and it culminated in this conversation today. There's this show. It's about poop. I can't give too much of it away, and that even sounds better than what this is about. It's a show about poop in Maine, animal poop. And what someone does with the poop. And I got to, they said, would you be interested in like writing on this? It's reality, so you can't, even writing is like used like very like loosely. They're like, the main person talks about poop too much. She wants to be a stand-up comedian because of course she fucking does. So would you want to talk to her about talking about poop less? And I said to myself, fucking no, absolutely not. But then the liaison between it was like, well, it's something for you. And I was like, yeah, you're right. I don't have any work stuff lined up. And then I said, and let me tell you something. If it comes to me doing this, if I'm Skyping about fucking poop, then I mean, fuck. Everybody's fired. Everybody's fired. Everybody's fired. Everybody's fired. I mean, that could never happen with my beloved, I love my some of my the people I work with, the agents and stuff, but like Jesus fucking Christ, I said, I, you know, if your only option is you're right at the current moment is you writing something about poop, and this is coming from someone who's very open about like bodily movements, but I mean there was a scene in it where a woman takes a bite of the moose poop and says, "I was just trying to figure out what was in it." Now I'm from the country, so this depiction of people from the country, I said, "No, no, 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 no." We there's quirky people, there's texture there, there's real people there that aren't eating shit. And this is coming from someone who pooped their goddamn pants. I'm not a pooping hater, but I'm like, this is it. This is it. I've worked so hard, just like reflecting back on stuff, just like going to open mics, which are just brutal. Just going to open mics in Boston, being like, this is tough, it's gonna work out. Wait, you put your name on a list, then you don't get called until like late at night. And no one's listening, and it's just a room full of other comedians, and it's really lonely, and all your friends are like at dinner or home watching TV or going on dates. It was very symbolic in Boston. I remember there was an open mic night next door to a bar that had a queer night. And I used to go to that queer night sometimes in college. And then when I started doing the open mic night, I'd be sitting in the restaurant, and it was like they would put you up in the window when you're doing the open mic night. So literally, it's at the Middle East in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Cool space. But you stand in the window and tell your jokes to like an open bar of people, which are mostly comedians or some drunk people that don't want you there. And I could see people I knew walking by to go to the queer night, and I was like, someday this is gonna pay off. Someday I pray this pays off. Like, I just gotta try. And I would picture when I would go to these open mics, I would see the name. It's like 40 people deep. And it's like, who are you to think you're going to be any different and go any farther than these people? You've got to be so insecure, but then also have some very secure vision too. I would just picture my name getting bigger and like rising up and be like, I'm right now I'm at the bottom of this list, but someday I'll be able to go on when I want in this list, and then I'll do this next thing, and then I'll do this next thing, and then I'll do this next thing, and then I'll be out of here. And part of what pushed it is when I was in college, I took a class in entrepreneurship, and I remember this woman came in and spoke, and she was an entrepreneur, and she was like, you know, it seems cool now because my business is off the ground, but there's, you know, about a year past when you should have been profitable. You're about a year into that and you're like sleeping in your office and everyone thinks you're nuts and you're totally questioning what you're doing and it's depressing to even talk about. That's when the grit sits in. And that's, she's like, people think it's cool when it starts working out, but when it's not working out, that's when it, about a year past when you thought it should have been working out. And then you're in the red. You know, eighth round in boxing, you're tired. You're going on muscle memory and I'm going to assume something to prove, for better or worse. A lot of times for worse. A lot of times it's like, give it a rest. Like, you can live a wonderful, happy, productive, spiritual, amazing, incredible life and not need to do this. Where's the need coming from? Can you address it and get it fixed? You know? Then maybe you don't need to put yourself out there in that capacity. There's times I've been in, like, really good relationships where I'm like, oh, maybe I don't have this need to go out at night and see what people think of these jokes or whatever it is. But I love entertainment. I mean, I really was thinking, like, even if I didn't need, you know, if that wasn't like what I'm pursuing, would I still want to pursue it? Yeah, I guess. Or no, the way my friend phrased it to me, she's like, if you won the lottery, would you still do entertainment? I say, yeah, I'd do it in a fucking nice shirt. I got some all right shirts, but I do it in a nicer one with a chef, you know? But it's all to say that it's like, you know, there's, and I remember my stepdad, he was like, why would you want to do that? You know, it's like you're going out to sea. And I'd be like, yeah, I don't know how, I have to. I don't know. I can't describe it. I just got to try. I know I can do it. I know I can do it. I know I can do it. And it's really tough, but it's like years and years of, you know, like fucking standing in a cafeteria at the University of Alabama while kids are getting food, standing at a cafeteria table trying to do your jokes, you know. It's spending your early 20s doing that kind of stuff, being like, okay, someday this is going to work out. I mean, it's just lonely and hard, and I wouldn't change it for the world. I'm really lucky I've been able to do it. But I was like, you know, there's ebbs and flows and ups and downs to things, but I should have, there should be more traction and more things from my effort than what I'm doing now, and changes have to be made. And there's a certain point where you have to get real with yourself and be like, okay, where am I at fault? But then also, I need to trust my gut and think, you got to think about what you deserve. So having a conversation where it's like, well, your option right now for the only thing on the horizon is this thing to go to basically consult someone to talk about poop less for the reality show they're doing. It would be like if you try to be a computer programmer, you intern for like 8 years, and or you did, you know, we're in the mailroom for 8 years, you get out of the mailroom, start doing fine, work your way up, and then they take you out of a meeting and they say, Dave in accounting started shitting himself, could you talk to him about not talking about shitting himself so much? You don't need to do you're what you're trained for anymore. And also, why would you not? Because you don't have anything else going on. You'd go, oh, don't I? Really? Because I'm working my little fucking brains out over here. So why don't I? What's up? Where'd we go wrong? And how can we readjust that? And that's, I hope this isn't being too cryptic. I don't really think it is, but fuck, man. You know, this is an interesting time. I'll tell you that. So I'm circling back to what I can create and what the stuff that I'm trying to write. And I've got some ideas. One idea is, and I think I'm going to do it when I'm in, I've got a show January 29th at 10 p.m. at Dynasty Typewriter in L.A. And I'm getting my shows now. I got to figure out the booking agent situation. That's who does your live shows. I got the show and it's my hour, and I was thinking, I was like, what if the show was me working on my set list and then like walking everybody through what goes into creating like a comedy set and telling the jokes and talking about the material intermixed in that. I think that could be really interesting. And it's a 10 p.m. show, be a chill vibe. And I was thinking maybe I'd bring everybody hot balls. You know, remember hot balls? They sell candy there, so I don't know if it would be a conflict. But I was like, maybe I could mash up hot balls and put them in little bags with Sour Patch Kids. That way, no matter what, everyone's going to have a good time. I mean, that sounds fun. Like, literally, how could that go wrong? Unless someone discovers at the show they're allergic to hot balls. You know, in which case, I'd pause the show. I'm not a total dirtbag. But yeah, I think that seems like it'd be an interesting idea. Because it'd be like a show. It'd kind of be like a show about the show mixed in with creating another show. So if you know anybody in L.A., email me, give me their name or whatever, and I'd like to tell them about that show, because that's something I want to try to do. I think it's good to try to think of ways to have a little bit of innovation with the standard show, because there's so much entertaining shit out there right now. So I think that would be like a new twist on stand-up comedy stuff. You know, this is like boxing. You got to be ducking and weaving. The second people can start predicting your punches, they're not going to be like, oh, whoa, did you see what they can do? They're just going to be like, yeah, they punch like that. And so move your head and then hit them from the side. You want to be the one that's like, hit them from the side and ducking and weaving and coming around. That's what buzz is. Buzz is when you're like, I didn't know that person golfed. I didn't know they had a vodka. I didn't know they moonlit as a freaking go-go dancer. Whatever it is that was unexpected or is a move in some capacity that gets you that gets people talking, that's when buzz is created, because it's people literally going bzzz, Maureen or whatever your name is. Bzz, bzz, bzz. And the buzz can be good or bad. I don't know if you want a lot of buzz if, say, you're a secretary. You don't want a lot unless that buzz is you're going so above and beyond. You know, I was thinking of something where it's like maybe you just want to, like, lay low, go in, get out. But the buzz could be, you know, they'd be like, God, her notes, man. And the way she transferred the calls and she's on it and she doesn't dilly-dally at lunch and X, Y, and Z. You know, those would be the predictable things to be good at. But it's like all of a sudden you're going above and beyond where it's like, she color-coded that. Like, she color-coded that? Yeah. If she did this, she did that. Now, getting buzz in that capacity would be pretty tricky. But I'm just saying, you do something that's above and beyond in some capacity, and then maybe something unexpected. You bring Turkish meatballs to the fucking company picnic, and everyone's like, you're not Turkish. And you're like, yeah, I'm very well-traveled. And they're like, there we go. Then they're getting buzz. Oh, she does Turkish meatballs. She's well-traveled. Oh, we got to plug her into something else. Got them buzzing. That applies to any type of work environment. Oh, I love people that try to, I love it when someone tries to thrive. Doesn't matter what you do, it's your attitude about how you do it. Don't ever forget that. Doesn't matter what you do, it's your attitude about how you do it. That's not to say I don't have a shit attitude a lot of times, but it's not about what you get is what you turn it into. And I say that in a way because it's to myself just as much as you guys about that doesn't need to be overwhelming necessarily, but it's like, and then that can feel overwhelming now. I mean, and it's about surrounding yourself with people that want to try to push you for that. And that can be hard to find. And maybe here's where you're finding it. And you listening is where I'm getting it from you as well. And I appreciate your time because you want to adjust it so people see whatever you're trying to do at whatever level it is, big, small, medium, whatever. You know, just getting by. There's a funny comedian named Liz Barrett based in New York, and her whole thing is she's just trying to get by. Amen. Okay. Probably because I probably gave away some stuff I shouldn't have given away about the poop show, but hey, fuck me if that's what I end up doing. So there it is. Goodbye. This is Emma Willman, and you're listening to Emma's Diary from the Road. In this diary entry, I've got a real different situation than I had last week. Last week, what was that episode titled? Yay! Now the episode's going to be titled, eh. That wasn't last week's title, and that isn't this week's title, but you get the vibe. I don't know. I felt good doing this one. It's very personal. Thank you so much for being here.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.